Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Returning as a guest on Real Gospel, we'll hear from Deborah Joy Winans after her new song, When I Rose. This is Real Gospel. Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have as a returning guest on the program, Deborah Joy Winans. Thank you so much for returning back to Real Gospel.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always an honor to be here.
You know, I feel like now, can I call you a friend now? You know, you've been on the program a few times, you know.
Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. Now, for those who may not know who you are, they'll have to Google you or go to your Facebook page, because by now, come on, you all. Come on, you all. Come on. Come on. Maybe if I say Charity Greenleaf. That might ring some bells.
That might get him.
My DVR is set. We'll talk about that in a second, but you've got a new single, and it's called When I Rolls. I love the song.
Yeah.
And so
you're
back at it again. You're welcome. So this is what, the third or fourth single from a soundtrack from the TV show?
This is the fourth season.
Okay.
The first single on this season, but I don't know how many singles they've done. They've released a few, but this is the latest, and I'm so, so excited about it.
Yeah, I love it. So is this the Deborah Joy Winans remake of the original song from, Chicago Mass? Yeah.
Yes, it is. And so the thought behind it, we do the original version in Greenleaf this season that's currently on, season 4, and while we were recording it, our amazing music producer this season, Derek Thornton, was just like, I think we need to do a version for your people, for your age, for your generation. And I totally agree, because we need something that's the same message, but that younger people can really, really just feel and vibe with and really just feel good about. It's a feel-good song. It just reminds you every day when you wake up, God is good. And yeah. He is working things out for you, and He's protecting you, and He's guiding you every single step of the way. And you can live that life with no fear, you know?
Amen, amen. So I guess I'll ask you the same question that I ask you all the time. Does this mean that you're going to have a solo project? Are you still fighting that? Come on.
This does mean that I am certainly open to it now and working on some music for myself. And so you will hear something not related to the show soon.
Well, can we call that breaking gospel news? Can I label that?
You are funny.
I saw you, but you didn't see me about a year or so ago at the Dove Showcase at Belmont University. And so I didn't get a chance to speak to you. Yeah, you were there. You came into the room with Jackie Fratello and Ebony Funderburk and all those great people in the music industry. And so you had your people with you. You know, you came in, you sat down, you ate, then you got up, you spoke, and then you left. So I didn't get a chance to come speak.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember that. They were keeping me on a tight schedule. Yeah. I do remember that. I was just going where I was told. That was my first time attending the Dove.
Wow. See,
it's time for you to be so cool.
It's time for you to be nominated. I'm feeling this song.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's fun.
It is.
It's just a good vibe, right?
It really is. I really love this song. It's just different. It's just, I don't know. You really put it on it. I'm just saying.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So now let me talk to you about the show Greenleaf, because people like me who keep up with it, I got to ask you, what in the world is going on with Charity? Whose side is she on? I mean, is she with the family? What is going on?
You know, Charity is on her side right now. Charity has been through so much, as you already know. It's funny because people know it, but they don't really realize it. Charity has lost her marriage. You know, she found out she had been married to a man who could not really love her the way that she needed to be loved. And she finds out at the height of her pregnancy with twins, she loses a baby. She has a baby. She's lost her marriage. She tries to find her identity in this music producer. He slams the door in her face. And she's dealing with just so much in her heart, never getting healing from any of these things. She turns to something to sort of ease the pain. She's drinking. She's taking drugs. Not drugs, you know, like crack, but she's, you know, pills that she's had left over from her major surgery when she had her baby. Things that just kind of numb the pain. And then she finally gets help with Dr. Ian LaVandant and tries to move forward, but understands who it is she wants to be and what she wants to do. And she begins to demand that. She has asked her family several times to be able to preach, to be able to do something other than singing. And she feels like they are not recognizing that gift, that talent. And they're just, you know, she's the youngest, and they're used to putting her in the corner and saying, no, you're going to do this. No, you're going to do that. No, stop saying this. And she's tired of that. And this year, she is taking things into her own hands. She is taking her future, her destiny, what it is she believes she's called to do and created to do. And if they don't believe it, that's their bet. She is going for what is hers. And right now, in her mind, it doesn't matter the cost. She's tired of being put in the corner. You know, nobody puts baby in a corner. So.
Yeah. I like how you explain
that. That's where she
is. Yeah, I like how you explain that. So, because you come from such a historical family in terms of the gospel and ministry, so you understand what it's like to live in a glass house. So what are your thoughts on, because that is such, it is so well written that if you're churched, you get it. If you're not churched, mm-hmm. you're sort of fascinated by it. So, but how does a person, because I had to write it down, how do you try to find yourself when you're living in a glass house, when you've grown up and you're in that situation, you're working for the ministry and you're trying to find love? How tough can that, I mean, how can you talk about that from a perspective of, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I mean, I didn't even have a date to prom. Guys were so scared to talk
wow.
to me because of who I was, because
yeah.
of what that represented, because of my brothers. Just, it's, people have such a, and you're grateful later, because people have such a reverence and such a respect for who your family is and what they've done, not just in the community, but really in the country, in the world, and how they've just affected their souls. And so people are very apprehensive. People treat you like you are a piece of glass.
Yeah.
People don't know how to treat you until you show them, is what I learned growing up. And so I think I feel for Charity, because when you're in a family of ministry, it kind of feels like that's your destiny. And it feels like, well, I'll just get a job here until I figure out what it is I want to do. And then when they see something that you're good at, it's like, oh, okay, that's what you're going to do. When you haven't really fully realized all of the gifts that God has given you. And, when you want to step out into something else, it makes it kind of hard, because you've been known for this one thing, and this is what you do. What are you talking about? This is all you do. And so it's hard to kind of break that cycle, break out of the mold. I chose acting. I never wanted to sing. And coming from a family that really only sings, it was kind of the craziest thing. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sing. And so I followed my heart. I followed my passion. I followed what I felt like God had put in me to do. And lo and behold, here I am singing. It's really, really funny. God is going to have you do what he has called you to do, regardless of your own plans. And so, while I know I've been called to act, I was trying to separate the singing as if I didn't have a gift to do it. And not to say that I sound like my family. I don't. We all have our own individual sounds, and we have our own individual callings. But I will say to anybody listening, whatever gift God has given you, work on all of them. Don't act as if one is more important than the other. Work them all, because he has given them all to you to give to the world. They are not for you, and you do not get to decide what gift you'll use and what you won't use, because you're going to use them all eventually, so why not be prepared?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I like that. What quick advice can you give to someone that is, I guess, in that situation that Charity Greenlee finds herself in, and you probably found yourself in personally, which is, you know, everyone around you has their own issues, and they're dealing with things, and you're sort of pushed and relegated to the corner. How do you deal with that?
I think that you understand, number one, who you are and what you are meant to do, and who you are meant to be. And then you trust that God knows. A lot of times we react to our situation and we react to how the people are around us, as opposed to reacting to who we know we are and who we know God has called us to be. And if we know God has called us to a certain place and to do a certain thing, then we have to trust that he is going to prepare the way. All we do is make sure we're ready. We don't have to scheme, connive, use the back door. All we have to do is stay prepared and continue to serve him and watch him make the way. He's not going to put a desire in your heart that he is not ready to fulfill. He's put it there, and so he's going to make it happen. But we have to get to a point where we are continuously trusting in him and understanding that everything he has for us is for us. You know, it's so interesting going to auditions, and you know, when you walk into the audition room, the other actors that are there are so quiet and focused, and that's great. But you realize sometimes it gets to a point where they don't even want to speak to you, and they don't even want to look your way, because it's like, oh, you're the competition. No, we should be supporting each other. We should be kind, because whatever God has for me is for me. It doesn't matter how you treat me. You're not going to block it, and vice versa. And so why not always be open and kind and ready? Because at the end of the day, the ministry is always the people. And so wherever he places you, it's to be a light to the people around you. So why not use every opportunity? It doesn't matter where we are, to be a light for him and understand that whatever he has for us is going to be for us. Nobody can take it.
Amen. The one and only Deborah Joy Winans, ministering with a purpose, everybody.
Amen.
I like that. Yes, indeed. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Where can the listeners find out more about you and what you've got going on? Where can they get the new single, When I Rose, which is on the season 4 of the Greenleaf soundtrack? How can they get in touch with you?
They can find me. First of all, it's been a pleasure. I always love talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
So much for having me. Thank you for playing the song. You can find When I Rose on all digital outlets. So it's very easy to find When I Rose. Wherever you find music, you'll find When I Rose. And you can find me on Instagram. It's just my name, Deborah Joy Winans. It's long, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Sorry about that. You can find me on Facebook, Deborah Joy Winans. You can find me on Twitter, Deborah J. Winans. I'm there. I love to talk to people. The show comes on every Tuesday night on OWN at 10 p.m. Greenleaf. And we live tweet every week. And so talk to us. Send us your questions. We love to talk to you, answer them, and to see how you feel about everything that's happening. And if you are not caught up, you can get caught up on Netflix, the first 3 seasons, and on the OWN app for the previous shows that you have missed this season. So come and check us out, Greenleaf, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on OWN, and let us know what you think.
Amen. There it is. Jebba Joy Winans, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel. Much continued success to you, my friend.
Amen. Thank you. Right back at you, brother.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.